Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we do invite you to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Soheb Khan, the CEO and co-founder at Hazen.ai, specializing in computer vision and deep learning algorithms for video analytics. Their intelligent traffic analytics software is designed to understand the motion of every vehicle. And Mr. Khan, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing all about Hazen.ai. And so for starters, that's a great place to start. Tell us, what is Hazen.ai and what is it that you do? Let's start there.
We are a startup working on road safety using computer vision software and deep learning to make our roads safer. That's our overarching mission. So we build artificial intelligence software to analyze traffic on the road and to pick up different types of anomalies, dangerous driving behavior, safety statistics from using cameras on the road.
Well, I can tell you right now, personally, there is a great need for that in the market. Glad to see that Hazen.ai is behind making that happen within the space. Now, who are the main customers that you do deal with?
So the ultimate end customers are maybe traffic police or municipality or the county, city or county government. Those are the type of ultimate end customers. But we don't directly deal with them. We deal with enforcement and statistics companies that provide services in different jurisdictions to these end customers. So our customers are typically traffic enforcement radar companies or traffic statistics companies or safety companies, those type of companies that provide services to the government or to these end customers. We build the software that they can use to analyze road traffic. Yeah.
Now, obviously, this technology is in place to bring enforcement to crazy drivers, if you will, and those breaking the law on our roads and highways. Now, what would you say are the current challenges in the traffic enforcement industry today?
So that's a very interesting question. I mean, if we look at the statistics, 1.35 million people die in road accidents every year. That's the global number by World Health Organization for the report, for their latest report. There are, if we add the cost of injuries and lost work and the economic cost of these road crashes, that comes out to be for a typical country, that comes out to be like 3% of their GDP. So traffic safety is a huge, huge issue. There hasn't been these numbers are largely static. If you look at per capita numbers in any country, they are largely static over the years. There hasn't been effort. There hasn't been progress in traffic safety really to the extent that we should have in terms of technology and in terms of the advancement in science and technology. So it is really for us, it's really mind-boggling that we have become complacent with these numbers. I mean, 1.35 million deaths means, especially for young adults, road crashes are a bigger risk than cancer, heart attack, any sort of health issue. So this is the biggest health issue for young adults, and especially so in developing countries where the technology of speed radars or red light enforcement or other type of enforcement has not reached. So developing countries have a large disproportionate share of this fatalities. We believe that every road crash is one too many, and why hasn't progress been made to reduce the state of affairs? I mean 1.35 million deaths a year, that's like Every day we are talking about so many people dying. I mean, in the course of this interview, several hundred people will die across the world from road crashes. It's a huge, huge health issue. So that's the overarching kind of challenge that the traffic industry faces right now.
Certainly some eye-opening information, and unfortunately, these numbers and the stats, they're not mentioned as much as they should be, so I'm very pleased that you came to us today to bring that out and to make mention of this today. We're joined by Soheb Khan. He is the CEO and co-founder at Hazen.ai, specializing in computer vision and deep learning algorithms for video analytics, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, how will leveraging modern technology solutions like AI or computer vision help solve these problems within the traffic enforcement industry?
If we look at the traffic safety enforcement or sensing industry, technology-wise, there has not been much of fundamental progress in the last 20 to 30 years. In fact, speed radars that you see on the roads, they were invented in 1960s. And then in mid-1990s, there was another technology which was invented, which is called the LIDAR, which is a laser-based sensing device to sense speed and red light enforcement. And now, these are the two primary technologies that are still being used, that are still being sold. And last 30 years has not seen some new fundamental improvement in this sensing technology. And most of the deployments of this technology are for only two use cases, for people jumping red lights and people speeding on the road. And these two are indeed very important problems. But there are a lot of other problems on the road that there is no technology which is dealing with them and making our roads safer. For example, in a lot of countries in the world, this might not be such a big issue in the Western context, but in a lot of developing countries in the world, people don't wear seatbelts. And seatbelts have been shown to be the single most important device in the vehicle, the three-point seatbelt, to save lives in a crash. Similarly, almost in every country now, there is a huge issue with driving, texting while driving, or talking on the cell phone while driving. And when you talk on your cell phone, you increase your crash chances by several fold. And in that way, you are not only making yourself unsafe on the road, but you are making every other road user unsafe on the road. So why should we be complacent about this? Why should we be rolling out technologies that can make roads safer for everyone and that can mitigate this behavior? Similarly, other types of dangerous driving behavior, like a rapid lane change to catch an exit, unsafe lane changes, or dangerous driving maneuvers. These are tailgating, for example, following too closely to the next vehicle on a highway scenario. These are behaviors that the current traffic enforcement technology is not geared well to meet, and these are making roads safer, unsafer for everyone, and causing a lot of crashes and causing a lot of deaths and injuries and lifelong disabilities. So that's the state of the current enforcement challenges.
Putting a dent in those challenges as well. Looking ahead, what do you see for the future of traffic enforcement and road safety?
So that's where I think we are motivated as a startup to make an impact on. We believe that with the advances in computer vision and video analytics and deep learning that have come out in the last few years, there is a huge potential to have a fundamentally different approach to traffic safety. The camera, the normal CCTV surveillance camera, can be paired with good software to be able to detect and perceive dangers on the road in the same way as a traffic cop or a person would see them. and people, if such technology is made pervasive and it is installed on the road, especially there are ways in which it can be installed in a privacy-preserving manner, so that if you are a citizen who drives in a safe way, then your information does not go back to a control room and does not get reviewed. So it can be done in a privacy-preserving way. So if such technology becomes pervasive, then it really has potential to change drivers' behavior. So, for example, if somebody is in the habit of not wearing their seatbelt, which is very, very common in, like I said, in many countries, then if you have several of these cameras along the road, so that in your daily commute you pass through several such cameras, then that has potential to change this behavior. People can adopt fundamentally safer behavior. So the key thing the key thing about the future that I see is that traffic cameras will become cheaper. They will not be radar or lidar based, which are very, very expensive. They will be camera based, which are cheaper. And since they will be cheaper, they will be deployed in a much more massive way than what is the current state of speed radars and red light radars. And I also believe that they will be doing much more analysis than what the current traffic cameras do.
Well, Mr. Khan, we can't thank you enough for what you're doing in the space and certainly making an impact through Hazen.ai, and looking forward to having you come back in the future to give us an update and a report on what you've been able to accomplish. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to add as we wrap things up here today?
I would like to say in conclusion that the vision is that really we should have roads where there are no traffic fatalities. This is called Vision Zero. Some countries are adopting this now, so that we can go to zero road fatalities by 2050. That vision is driving a lot of things. Me and you, we should not have to risk our life to commute from place A to place B. This state has to change, and that's what motivates us in this company.
Well, I'd say that's a lot to be motivated about, and again, we really appreciate your joining us here today. I assume if folks wanted to get more information on Hazen.ai, they would just go right there to get further details and to be in contact. Is that correct?
Yes.
Excellent. Again, folks, it is Hazen.ai. Again, Mr. Khan, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. My pleasure.
We've been speaking with Sohab Khan. He is the CEO and co-founder at Hazen.ai, specializing in computer vision and deep learning algorithms for video analytics. And once again, for more information, visit Hazen.ai. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.